Good afternoon. Is it Miss Makoka? Is that correct? Thank you. You're very welcome, and we appreciate you making yourself available as a nominee for the process. The sitting speaking to you is Joan Fox, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry. On my right is Mr. Hermans, Andre Hermans, with whom you have been dealing with. He's the committee secretary, and will continue to deal with him. The lady who normally sits here on my left is the content specialist, Ms. Hurley. Immediately in front of you on my right are the honourable members of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry. Now, the names of the committee, the full committee, are available to you. Some members, well, all of them, members, perhaps apart from myself, sit on more than one committee, so they may well be attending something else, and that's the reason they're not here. But members are there. As they pose a question to you to learn more about you than what they saw on the CV, you will immediately respond by switching on your mic, and when you've completed that response, switch off your mic, please, and then avoid getting a little bit too close to the mic. It doesn't come over that well. So thank you very much for being with us here, and I will now look at the honourable members to see who would like to address you first, and so on. Honourable Manda Vesthuizen, Honourable Mabasa, Honourable Khatebi.
Thank you,
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Matigana Mokoka. I'm a chartered accountant by experience. I work for KD Corporate Solutions. On a day-to-day basis, I'm responsible for advising the company where we go to the companies like PIC and Trade Finance for them. I previously worked for Woolworths as an advisor. I worked on Woolworths 2010 strategies. And I've also worked for Old Mutual as an analyst. To answer the second question, my experience as a child accountant I believe that my finance experience will add a lot of value to the board, and my ability and, you know, my ability to read the act, and yeah, I'll be able to help the committee with it.
Yes, Honourable Mabasa.
Ms. Mukoka, good afternoon. What do you envisage as the national board's main functions?
Thank you for the question. I believe that the national board, as a board member of the national of the Rotary Board, you need to be able to know about the Rotary Act and be able to advise the minister on compliance of the act.
Honourable Khadebe.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Good afternoon, Mr. Walker. All right, as you correctly said, that one of the functions of the board is to advise the minister on the efficacy of the current legislation. In your opinion, what are some of the challenges in the implementation of this legislation as we're having it now? And what are the issues or areas do you think that can be brought to the urgent attention of the minister?
Okay, I must be honest and say that I don't have much experience with gambling, and I'm eager to learn. Like I've mentioned before, that where I see my responsibilities in the finance, my finance background, I'll be able to add value. I've read through the Act and where I see the challenges in terms of security and also in terms of the distribution. And this is just my general knowledge or the knowledge that I've acquired from reading the papers. I don't have experience in gambling. And then when it comes to security, where they are, for example, and I've seen that there were illegal companies that were running the lottery, and those are the things that
you know, what I was just thinking of, Mrs. Makoka, is that the first thing I thought was relaxing over tea there just now. Well, perhaps you haven't had that opportunity yourself. A bit of a tea break and extending your wait by 2 minutes or 4 minutes. But do feel free to have some water. If you want someone to bring you a cup to drink that out, because I also don't want to drink out of a bottle, you know, when you're facing the camera. I mean, putting it here in the cup, just to look as if it's a little extra tea. So, I just want you to relax, you know, just relax. Ask your questions, add to it, feel comfortable. All right. Thank you. Let's see. Honourable members, do we have any further questions and so on? Honourable Kamala.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. I must also thank you for allowing me to relax and feel comfortable. Otherwise, you won't be able to even express yourself just because of the questions, not knowing what more questions that you have to answer and how are they. But relax, Ms. Mugoga, there is nothing that you can have to pay me for, except now in that question. Ms. Mugoga, some NGOs and other institutions are dependent on the provisions of promised loss of funding to implement certain programs. Often this funding is not provided within appropriate time to enable these institutions to perform their mandate. How would you address the delays in distributing funding experience in the distribution of the fund? Also, what remedial actions would you propose to improve the existing relations between the National Loss Board and the distribution agency? Thanks.
Thank you. I think to improve the distribution, we need to be strict with the Act and explain to the distribution agencies that how important those distributions are to the beneficiaries, and then to understand, like you mentioned, that they need those distributions to do other things. So as a board member, I mean, I'll be very strict in making sure that all the distributions are done on time. And I mean, if need comes, we need to impose penalties for the
to monitor and evaluate the progress made in achieving those, you know, priorities or objectives.
Thank you for the question. The priorities for the board, the thing that I can think of at the moment, it would be, you know, to, as the local board is doing a good job by, you know, by distributing the beneficiaries, and I think of increasing the beneficiary list, and also, and if you look at the lottery then you see that the beneficiaries are restricted to, you cannot make distributions to health or security. So I'll make sure that is discussed, so that the Act is open for those kinds of things.
Thank you. Honourable Mr. Kalona, followed by Honourable Mr. Victor. Thank you.
Chair, I'm intimidated. Please come to my protection. How you say, you guys? Just share with us what you see as the difference between the chief executive officer and the board. And linked to that, what are the relations between the board, the minister, and parliament?
The role of the chief executive director is to, you know, to see day-to-day activities of the company, and the boards and as a non-executive board are to oversee what is happening in the company. And I mean, as a non-executive director, you're not supposed to, you know, be involved in the day-to-day running of the businesses, because that's the responsibility of the CEO. And the board will then report to the minister, and we give the minister advice.
Thank you.
For the victim,
one of the tasks of the board is to appoint the CEO, and also to sign a contract with the CEO. Now, my question is, how will you ensure that realistic targets for the CEO are set, and that his or her performance is measured accurately?
For the appointment of the CEO, I need the board to make sure that we are appointing someone with relevant experience. And as we oversee the strategy, we make sure that we, like, for example, that we have the committees, and those committees will be working hand in hand with the CEO to make sure that we achieve what we wanted to achieve.
Honourable Kamala.
Thank you.
Why have you already said about your past experience? But it would be more wanting to know your current responsibilities in a high level that you are involved in. As an example, any board membership, if there is any, or any senior level of commitment that you have in board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. As a corporate financier, I oversee a deal from initiation to the end, and that means that I deal with the CEOs of companies. So, you know, even when we raise finance, I deal with senior people and explain to them the transaction. So I see that as a senior role, because although I report to Robbie, you know, the MC of the division, I'm senior in our division, because they someone reports to me, the financial analyst. And at the moment, I'm a board member of Autopec, and I'm in the remuneration, I'm in the HR committee, and also the audit committee of Autopec.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Madam Koka, what would be your suggestion to ensure that the CEOs and NGOs that are disabled to be able to get access funds if they lack capacity to properly apply for funding? For example, we have CEOs which are in Dover, others are writing into Wadua and Wadunatan. So one would expect that the capacity of those CPOs and NGOs is not going to be the same. So, but what we find most of the time that those which are in the rural areas are the most deserving. So what are we going to do to ensure that those CPOs also apply and get funding from the social support?
I think think education is very important, and I mean for us to achieve that, make sure that even the people from rural areas apply for funding, we need to educate them and, you know, make sure that they are aware of what's available. And by doing that, they will be able to apply for funding.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Honourable Tikalama.
What strategies do you think the board should implement in order to assess the impact of the fund that we dispense funds because people are obviously we need to ensure that we see if we are able to get and assess the impact of those funds to the ultimate beneficiary. So share with us. What kind of strategies do you think the board should adopt?
I think that they should be reported back more often, and also as board, we need to make sure that if we give beneficiaries funds, we visit them and see that what they are telling us is true. Because we don't want someone to come back and say, this is what we've done with the funds, and that is not done. So as board, we need to take responsibility and make sure that we visit those people, and even if we can appoint people to do that, we need to make sure that it's done. But when they report and say they've done something, we make sure that that is done.
Thank you very much. An honourable member who wishes to pose a more general question. Yes, Honourable Member Vegetarism.
Thank you, Chairperson. So what we'd like to know from you is there's anything else that you would like to be under our attention in support of your nomination? Something that you perhaps feel we've not touched with our questions and that you feel very strongly about regarding perhaps your contribution to the Lottery Board, your nomination of the Lottery Board, etc.
Thank you for that. I think I've touched on most of the points that are important. I mean, the one that I feel like to stress on my finance background, and we've seen in most of the committees or the boards where things don't go right, and within the corporate governance space that we need to have someone with finance background as a member of the board, and that's the one that
I have a couple of questions myself, just to get a better feel for the, you know, just the written word, as it were, on the CV. And looking at some of these things, let's just have a look at the one about the Parliament, let's see, the roles of the Chief Executive Officer, which was quite clear about the board, found the relationship there, and how that would develop and the function of those two to the minister. But just share with us your understanding of how Parliament fits into it.
Thank you, Chair. As I've explained, the board will then oversee that the CEO does his responsibilities, and the CEO will report to the minister and the board as well, and the minister will be the member of the parliament.
The legislature body, yes, and indeed we are all members of Parliament. We sometimes do forget that we need someone like you to remind us. But I'm just wondering, I mean, the role of this committee, why are we even interviewing you? You know, why isn't the minister? After all, we're sitting on the executive and we are exercising our oversight over the minister. So how do you see Parliament's role? one thing I must say, I'm glad I don't write the tricky exam because I think it's a trick question. But it's come to something else. Because all I want to know is how you understand some of these things. I think you pointed out to us all that you yourself don't have any experience in gambling. My own is very limited as well. But now, you know, you pointed to this issue of the distribution of funds. You know, now they've got this pool of funds in. And you said now, one of the points you were making there that, you know, it would be important to ensure that this distribution was improved. I wonder if you can share with us how do you see what strategies or measures could be put in place to more effectively and speedily accelerate the distribution of funds to, as you put it, they must expand the list, you know, it's too narrow, but once this list is expanded, how do you see this moving a bit faster?
Thank you, Chair. I believe that the distribution committee should adhere to the Localist Act and distribute the funds effectively and efficiently. And there should be people who oversee that that process is done properly as well. And that should be the board.
So I really want to take the opportunity, Ms. Makoka, of thanking you for your time. We're a long way from where you came. Thanking you for being here with us, sharing this extra information. But also, I think we must acknowledge our appreciation that you accepted nomination for the National Lotteries Board. We're still undergoing the process, continuing with interviews, and Mr. Herman's on my right here. We'll continue to keep you informed of that progress. But thank you once again, and travel home safely.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
I'm like to ask a safety for the people.